Have you ever wondered what it'll be like in the end? I mean, God shows us these beautiful sunsets. And up here in Wyoming, we see some sunsets that almost never end. It's as if the whole sky is on fire, flames coming out from the ground, echoing up into the clouds, and as they get more distant, they become from reds to purples to pinks. And it talks about the new earth and the new heaven, because the old earth was destroyed. It just always makes me wonder when I look at a sunset and I see the fiery sun right in the middle of the sky, if that's anything like what it'll be when my Savior comes back.
Fiery clouds against the dark horizon awakens me to your glory and power, Father, through eternity. Glorious blaze, your world in beauty, I never tire. Each sunset and sunrise of spectacular fire. The color so brilliant, your handiwork so fine. Father, how did you create and how did you design the world in all its splendor, the heavens and the sun? I'm so astounded, Lord, with all that you have done. The Father's glory is much greater than the fiery blaze in the heavens span. The awesome colors of the dusky sky are quite enough to make me cry. But I know without one single doubt that all the sunset's glories shout his great glory and his majesty for all the bowing world to see.
Every knee will bow, every mouth will confess. It doesn't matter what sin you're involved in. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. There will come a time when you will be driven to your knees and you will bow to Jesus. You will open your mouth and say, Jesus is Lord. Even Satan and all the demons. I don't know about you, but I'd sure like to be on the positive side where I bend my knees and where I bow to the Lord, because he's already told me, welcome home, good and faithful servant.